Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russia's military is launching its biggest rearmament since Soviet times. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Russia's government will spend $650 billion to rearm its military in the biggest makeover for the Russians since the times of the Soviet Union, a project that they say is needed because for two decades they have had no modernization in order to really protect their country. Russia is the world's fifth largest military spender. They need, according to analysts, a strong conventional force to reduce its reliance on its aging Soviet missile nuclear deterrent. Russia's military leaders say that this rearmament project will finally give them a modern, top-level armed forces that are capable of protecting their homeland. The big bear is sharpening its teeth. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
For decades during the Cold War, Russia was a major world military power, and now as Russia's military rearms itself, it moves now onto the world stage in order to fulfill Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The recent non-proliferation treaty signed by the United States and Russia brought attention to the fact that Russia has fallen behind in military hardware to a place where Russia's military leaders say they are not now prepared to defend their country. The recent announcement that Russia is planning to spend $650 billion to rearm their military forces is evidence that the Russian leaders recognize their need to make preparations to defend the homeland, but also to become once again a major world military power. This is a prerequisite to the prophetic scenario that can be found in the prophetic passages of God's Word. Bible prophecy for the last days mentions a nation that will play the key role in forming a coalition of nations that will align themselves against the Jewish state of Israel. This scenario is laid out in the prophecies of Ezekiel, written around 2,500 years ago. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2 mentions Gog in the land of Magog. Gog is the person, Magog the place. Magog was a grandson of Noah, Genesis chapter 10 and verse 2, who took his family and started a nation, Genesis 10:5, in what is now today known as Russia. Ezekiel 38 reveals that Russia will lead a coalition of nations who will try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel in the first 6 months of the seven-year tribulation period. A rearmed Russian military does indeed set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website, prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...